Generally, the further north you are in Wisconsin, the more likely it is that you broke a record. Kevin Krijalis, National Weather Service meteorologist in Duluth Superior, says communities like Spooner broke long-standing records.
They have 120.4 inches of snow, and their previous record was in 1898 to 1899, 95.5 inches. So they blew away their record by 25 inches.
But Krijalis says Duluth Superior's 125.3 inches was only the fifth snowiest on record, lagging behind 135.4 inches in 95-96. That was also apparently the snowiest season in Rhinelander, which didn't break a record this year despite earlier reports. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Mamrosch blames missing data from 95-96 for the mix-up.
Rhinelander's seasonal snowfall is probably in the top five, but to say it's number one is probably not correct.
Mamrosch says the further south you go, the less likely it is that you broke a record.
As you go further south, like Marinette, the 17th snowiest winter, Anago, the 14th, Green Bay, 12th, Appleton, 10th, and then once you get down to like Manitowoc and Oshkosh, it drops off a lot.
As for next season, Krijalis says we may get a break.
Looks like we're forecast to go into El Nino, which means that we'll have some warmer air and less precipitation for next winter, but that's still a ways away, so we'll see.
Snowfall records were also broken this season in Phelps and on Washington Island. Mercer missed setting a record by an inch and a half. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.